You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about this survey. They started surveying people who went out to eat at restaurants.
Yeah, this whole website was based upon controversial restaurant behaviors, all sorts of things. The one that really caught my eye was one of the biggies. It says 62% of people say it is not cool, bro, to start eating your food before everyone else's food has arrived. Unless, here's the caveat, the waiter comes up and says, hey, this one's coming out now, there's going to be a delay on everyone else's food, then that person can dig in. But other than that, they say not cool if you start chowing down right away. And it's funny because this came up this weekend when we went out to breakfast. And my son got his meal first out of the four of us. And he started scarfing like crazy. And I was like, this is a manners moment, dude. This is a life rule that you're supposed to wait until everyone gets their food. And then he looked me right in the eye and kept eating, Dom.
Oh, but
didn't really stick. Are you on board with this rule?
Yeah, what's funny about it? Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it's just pure courtesy. But what's funny about it is the number of people. Let me give you a scenario here. You're out with a group. Let's say there's four people and one person does not get theirs. The other three do.
Yep. Okay. Awkward.
And then that fourth person is like, no, don't wait. Please just go ahead and start eating. At that point, when they really tell you to start, you should start.
You should start. Absolutely.
Because then it's awkward when they're like, no, we're going to wait. And then they just sit there and there's a delay and a delay
it's
and a delay.
It's the worst, isn't it? Just sitting
it's
there.
It's awkward for people to be sitting there at a meal together and just waiting for the fourth person.
You're looking down at the food and then you're looking up at the person, down at the food, up at the person. And the whole time you're like, yeah. This is getting cold. This is getting cold.
Absolutely, you wait until that person says, no, I insist. Help yourself.
Please
but
dig in.
I have a little caveat to that, secondary rule, and that is you don't scarf the hell out of it. In other words, if you've got a dish that's got maybe a side of mashed potatoes, you take one bite of that and then you set your fork back down. Oh. Or if you've got a burger and fries, you eat a fry or a second fry, you offer the person who didn't get their meal a fry, but you don't scarf, you don't pull a full reed and just
as
go to
town. As you're waiting for the other one, is this what you're talking about?
You just barely take
little nibbles. It's little nibbles.
Right. It's almost like a ceremonial bite that you take.
Because then you run into the thing that your meal is halfway gone by the time they get theirs, and then it'll be gone by the time they're halfway through. And, how do we survive on this planet? I think the worst scenario, though, is if there is four of you and one of you gets the meal and you're sitting there and you're sitting there and you're sitting there.
Yeah.
That's up there with sitting there while people sing you happy birthday. That's how awkward. You're kind of like, okay, I'm the only one here with a delicious meal.
You are right.
More things on this list, whopping 82% of people say it's not cool to bring outside food in. We know people that bring their own salad dressings in. I guess that's probably okay. I'm not a fan of when you show up to a restaurant and you see people walking in with their own birthday cake. I don't think you should do that. That's like a whole dessert meal that you're, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
That the restaurant isn't providing for you.
I feel like most restaurants, maybe not the high-end ones, but I feel like most restaurants are like, whatever. It's not like it's going to kill their business that one group brings in a birthday cake.
Not cool to ask for something.
Maybe that's one of the things that you would call the restaurant in advance.
Yeah, hey, you cool if I bring in a cake?
And they'll be like, yeah, that's...
Well, what kind of cake is it?
I don't know. What kind of tip are you going to leave our servers?
I know. That's the thing. It's like extra work for the servers, and you're not even buying anything. Not cool for somebody to ask for something that's not on the menu. I feel like you would do that.
Nuh-uh.
No, you're not into that?
Okay. No. But you remember, I have that classic story of water heater girl that I dated.
Yeah, she'd ask
for everything. Who called the chef out from the kitchen because she had considerable questions regarding the menu.
My God.
That was one of my more embarrassing moments. Because I knew the people at that restaurant pretty well. I was a regular.
Yeah.
And she was like busting the server's chops over, you know, whatever, the ingredients, and finally asked if the chef could come out.
Oh,
I was like,
God, how embarrassing.
No.
Did you like go back the next day and apologize?
Honest to God, I did. It wasn't the next day, but I knew the manager of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was in, I don't know, 2 weeks later for like a happy hour just with my laptop doing some work.
Uh-huh.
And I called her over and I go, listen, you may have heard.
This goes, relationship will be over soon. Did you call the chef out and tell him to listen? I'm sorry, it'll be over soon.
You know, the funny thing is, the chef made it seem like they were kind of honored to come out and talk about their food preparation.
Oh, okay.
And so I couldn't tell if down deep inside they were like, I'm going to kill this woman, or if they were saying, no, I get to show off a little bit.
Right. You get to talk about my ingredients.
So I don't know.
Maybe they let me out of the kitchen for once?
We'd have to get a text message right now from a chef to tell us whether or not that would piss them off or if they would find that to be pretty cool.
Chef Boyardee, if you're listening, give us a call this morning. Zaid is fine. Oh, what else? Not cool to tip less than 20%. I'm definitely a 20%er. 37% say it's not cool to take photos of your meal. 63% say it's fine. So we're still in camp. Take pictures of food and post them. I made the mistake of doing that the other night. I was out with four other buddies, and we got a round of old fashions, and I pulled my phone out to take a picture, and the things that were said at that table, I cannot repeat, and I promptly put my my phone away.
Did they shame you?
Very much so. Very much so.
The last time I did it was this past weekend, just to send you a photo.
Right, the garlic knots.
The garlic knots and the pepperoni.
Made me happy.
And what I found that I do is I try to surreptitiously take photos these days. I
don't want to sly.
Yeah, just kind of sly, pull your phone up and just take a picture.
That's why we need the you know, Mac Daddy like Apple glasses and Google glasses now, so you can just reach up and just kind of hit a button on your glasses and take a picture. Nobody will have to know. And then the last thing on this list, this whole thing about not cool to ask for your check to be split more than four ways. And then ask for separate bills after the check has arrived at your table. That's not cool either. No, give them a heads up about that. And I feel like it's fairly easy anymore because everything's on some sort of a little tablet or something they've got now. But
well, and really, the whole thing about splitting a check multiple ways in the era of Venmo.
Yeah,
we don't need to do that anymore. You can let one person, so it saves the restaurant trouble, and everyone agree what they're going to Venmo the person who picked up the check, and boom. It's done.
Done, over with, out the door.